Hello, how are you, Mrs. Atusa? Okay, so the first thing I want to say is that I had the same experience as you. Last year, I've been just recording something. I was just recording something, and suddenly someone came around and decided to make some noise. You know, just like that person. Hi. We have this, we have that. So it was like that, you know. So I was so obsessed with recordings on those days. You know, these days I'm not so obsessed. Actually, if I make a mistake, I just share it. I don't care. But on those days, yes, I was super obsessed with perfection. So I wanted to have my recordings super perfect. So on those days, I was so obsessed. And I had to record again and again and again because each time something would happen and I had to record again. So that was terrible. And that was my experience. So I have to say that, okay, I'm showing my sympathy with you. So I have to say, and in some ways I'm sympathizing with the thing that happened to your recording. So about the subject, attractive factor. In this lesson, the main lesson is main point of the lesson is about actually attracting the things around us. For example, if we just there's a philosophy between these happenings, you know, because when we think constantly about something and we put lots of energy and time and focus on them, as a result of that, we will find some solutions to go for them and focus on them more. Because if we focus on, positive things and we don't be focused on terrible things, as a result of that, we will improve and actually we will find some solution for that. You know, the thing is that I agree with you. And in the book, he mentioned something very good, Joe Vitale. He said something that was very good. And he mentioned that we stop at stage one. You know, we just whine all the time. We say, "Ah, oh, I don't want these bills. I don't want this problem. I am sick all the time." So we stay and stop at stage one. We don't take a step to actually stage two. Because yeah, okay, problems are there, we can't do anything about that. We can't stop the weather from raining. We can't stop the weather from being hot. We can't stop our body from being sick because we will get sick. Yes, of course we can prevent them, but not all the time. Sometimes we will get sick. But instead of just whining, okay, you diagnose your problem, you found your problem, and then take a step further and go to stage two and say, "Okay, I have this problem, so let's find a solution for that." Instead of just focusing on bad things, let's find some solution. And when you change your focus, you will find some solutions and you will improve. That's the real thing. And the book is all about that. Actually, I haven't read this book, but I'm sure that if applications ebook comes out, I'll finish mastery. And then I'll read this book because this book is not just about business. It's more about business and life and philosophy and things. I love philosophy, actually. I love philosophy a lot. So I like to talk about these kind of things a lot. That's why I say we have to use our body because our body is coming from our heart and the energy is coming from our body. So the body is very important, and this is something that you can find in philosophy. You can't find it in science or some other aspect of life. No one will teach you. So that's why I love philosophy. Philosophy is something that we can change our life wholly and take lots of good things into consideration. So I think it's enough. I really appreciate the let's talk, and I really, really enjoyed it. Keep going, keep recording. I look forward to hear more from you. Bye.